Yo, what's up? This is Flip the Script. Sorry that I'm tumbling around with the phone here. Flip the Script, you're on the Borderless Podcast, April 26, 2018, and beautiful day. Around 8 in the morning, 55 degrees, and just been away for a minute. Start off with, I did some swap meets went to the local Hoodwill, found a portable turntable. It's more of it's about the same size of a regular turntable, but it's the Ion, I want to say free play or something, LP player or something like that, but it's just, it's got the typical, like, you know, Crosley unit, the turntable itself, that standard type turntable. It's got a pretty sturdy platter. No pitch control, but copped it for like under $20. It had no needle, but I had spare needles. No power supply, so I went on a whim. And I'm pretty sure I was like, this shit's gonna work. And if it doesn't work, I can most likely fix it. So, picked it up and plugged in my portable power supply. The power bank with the power converter, the 12 volt DC power converter. It's a step up, it's a 5 volt to 12 volt. And it turned it on, put the tone arm on the record, and it played. And good sound. It just, you know, someone just had no use for it anymore. They figured, oh, the needle broke. And, you know, just, let's give this to the donation. So, and there was another Ion player, but it was just a USB powered one, the kind where you just hook up to the computer. It didn't have any audio outputs. I'm pretty sure, like, I could have put one in, but I was like, and it cost more because I think just because of the USB capability. So I passed on that. Both turntables didn't have needles, so, you know, thought that was a good find. So that just got me thinking to wanting to get back into, like, going to garage sales and yard sales. What we don't have here, or what I don't know about lately, is swap meets. Back in the day, like in the 80s, there was this place called Midway in Des Moines, Washington. And Des Moines is just like on the outskirts of Seattle. Still in King County. But it was this drive-in theater, Midway drive-in theater. And then every weekend, they would have a swap meet. And back in the day, that's when you would do like some hardcore record digging and comic books, toys, whatever you were into, car stereos or whatever crap, you know. Another man's crap is another woman's treasure, right? So, yeah, it'd be cool. Like, I know I need to do one myself because, like, I got a bunch of crap that I just want to get rid of, and I know if I could make a quick grand, that way I could just pick up a 72, you know, or a 12, or pick up that new phase, which was, I show pre-orders were released yesterday, as you hear this podcast. But I understand that it doesn't come out till September, so right now they're just taking pre-orders. So, man, that's basically, you're just gotta wait your whole summer to get those and still rock with your needles if you're not rocking a controller already. So that's basically it. It's just making a regular analog turntable into another controller, digital controller, without using the sonar. So yeah, back to the swap meet. come to think about it, like, so I don't know what I want to do with this turntable. I don't know if I just want to, like, flip it or just maybe mod it out and then flip it. But it's a pretty cool piece. Like, I'm not mad that I wasted $20. It's a win for me, you know, like. But it, at the same time, it could get me into that space of hoarding, which is in the past that I've known to do. And right now, I don't want to do that because, like, I've been slowly trying to get rid of shit in the house. And, yeah. still got stacks on stacks and stacks of records. And I have that internal battle every day of just like, do I want to get rid of them just for some money, or do I keep it? And, you know, I'm not gonna force it down to my kids because, like, they're not really into it, and I'm not the type of person to, like, live my dreams through my kids and force them to do something. You know, if they want to do it, fine. If they don't, fine. For example, like, when I do scratch in the living room on the portable, my kids watch it, but at the same time, like my son, for example, he just likes to dance. He's more of a dancer than a scratcher, you know, or a DJ. So, and you just gotta accept that, you know, like, maybe later on down the line he'll get interested, or the daughter will get interested and start to scratch, but, you know, they need to other things. So, like, you know, let them do their thing. I'm not gonna force that on them. So I'm kind of getting away of the swap meet story, but yeah, you know, just finding that nugget of gold for me with that so-called portable turntable. You know, my next feat right now is to get a pitch control mod and connect it to that type of turntable. Like, I know the homie J-Flex, he's done it with his Godmod, and the Godmod, that stands for Game of Death. You can find that on JFlex206 at Instagram. Look for a yellow turntable or portable turntable. It's one of a kind. I most likely mentioned it in like the early on podcast. But yeah, go check him out. It's a dope ass turntable, and he's got a ultra pitch mod on it, so you can go like hella slow or hella fast. So yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. Like, I'm into electronics. I know enough about electronics. I know how to read schematics. But when it comes to like tinkering around with the turntable, there's no like manual to it. I mean, there probably is now, but like, there's no manual to like a turntable like this, like the Ion, or, but who knows, it might be just the same guts. I don't know, but the Ion uses the same as the Crosley. It's not the same platter like the PT-01 or 01S. I don't know, if you've seen my Instagram on my Portless Podcast, it's on my latest Instagram post. You can see the turntable there. So I think it's called Free Play or LP something, but it's just one shiny. It's got the shiny, you know, like the glossy black, like lacquer type plastic. It has got this like kind of space age dust cover, so it's pretty dope. So like, I think that's the only mod I want to really do to it is the pitch control, because once I do that and then connect it to my my AMX AFX setup, I think that'd be a dope like portable DBS console instead of using like the PT-01, because like I just want to use the PT-01 like a portable QFO basically, and not use it like a mixing, you know, like a DJ tool, or like a mixing tool, you know what I mean? More of like an interview, which kind of brings me to another thing. Seen this post by DJ Disc, estranged from the Scratch Pickles. I don't want to get into that, but anyway, he had this post. It was like some kind of meme talking about turntable list. He did some show out here in Seattle, and I guess he got pissed off at the sound man because the sound man called him a DJ, and he was like, "I'm not a DJ, I'm a musician," or some kind of shit. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, and then like blah blah blah, and you know, that was the day where I called myself where I came out with the term turntablist. So I guess big ups to this for, you know, coming up with that term. So, but we're portableist, and anyway, I don't know what I was getting at with that, but it's just funny. I don't know where I was gonna go with that segue, but I just saw a post on that, and somehow I related it to that and lost chain of thought of what I was getting to at next. Seen a post out there. One of the, I don't know if it was the Scratcher crew. I don't know if it was like Guam or Philippines or just somewhere, like somewhere nice. They were on a beach. They got together and had their portable thing. So like this is a perfect time to get the crew together, get all the heads together and jam out somewhere. And the Northwest Portland crew is going to get together this Friday and hash out some things, and hopefully we can like get something together real quick, like, because like, you know, it's about to be summer and then it's about to be vacation time, and then folks are just going to be like spreading out wherever, going to wherever, you know. Or who knows, there may be some folks still sitting around, ain't doing shit, want to scratch. We already got one dude out there on Facebook wanted to cut it up. This one, Ryan Cat. I don't know what DJ name he goes by. But he's been itching to scratch. I've been itching to scratch with, like, some folks. So yeah, like, I know a lot of you out there in sitting in your living room or bedroom or in between your girl or guy's legs or just chilling, wanting to scratch. Like, you know, it's cool that you're practicing to scratch by yourself, but like, with this game, you want to like express it with the homies and with people with the same like mind and just want to jam out, you know. It's like the Birdland of now, of the 21st century, you know. And for all of you that don't know, Birdland is was a place for jazz folks out here in Seattle, Washington. Quincy Jones, that's where, you know, like one of the all-time greatest producers that still alive today started out from, you know. It was a spot where all the jazz heads would get together and jam out, you know, do their jazz thing, be in the dives, you know, just kicking it. And that's how I see this portableism and turntablism and not so much DJing, but like just those two aspects of turntable culture, you know. Just constantly seeing, you know, like battle DJs or battle turntablists scratching, doing their sets. You even got the big celebrities from the young ones, like DJ Livia. She be having dope sets. I love the themes that she comes out with, like the Wu-Tang one. She be having all these tributes, pretty dope. So it's just so fun to just like cut it up with folks and like see the different styles and kind of like, you know, get to watch them, and then, you know, you want to put that kind of a little bit of your flavor to that style, vice versa, you know. not so much buying, but like, you know, that's kind of the art to it, where like you see that style, you learn it, and then like you got to put your own flavor to it with the scratching. And like there's just so many kind of styles out there. Like you'll look at one dude or one girl and see the way they scratch, and you're just like, man, oh wow. And then like you trip out when they turn around and say like, oh, this other cat is so dope, and like get influenced by that style. And then you look into that style, and it just like cycles around. And and that's what I like about our session. So that's what I'm looking forward to this year, just hopefully having more sessions and just kind of get a synergy going, to where we just like start doing things and it would just keep going and going and going until like, weather permits, or we gotta start doing other stuff. But yeah, we need to start getting it out there. And I just know a lot of scratchers around the world are just itching to, or if they haven't done so, just wanting to get together on a nice sunny day or under a nice cool shade under a big ass tree or some shit, by the lake or by the ocean, by the pond. I like water. My whole family, they like, just like water scenes. So like out here, we don't have the ocean in Seattle. We got the Puget Sound. It's the inlet of the ocean. So basically it's like the nutsack of the ocean. So if you look on the map, you see that little kind of like that turkey, neck type shit of water on the state. That's the Puget Sound. And it's ocean water, but it's not the ocean. You get what I'm saying? So like, you gotta go to someplace like Ocean Shores. You gotta go like right along the edge of Washington State to get to the Pacific Ocean. And that's the real ocean. So like, we got cool little spots like Alki, West Seattle, Lincoln Park, that's part of Puget Sound. And then you got all the way out, like Edmonds, I forgot the name of that part. They don't have to be parks. They could be like little places off from there. That's what I wanted to get back. So going back around, I would like to start finding these places that do have swap, these swap meets outdoors, and so I gotta look that up. Maybe there's some place deep in Tacoma or Everett. I don't know, but like I gotta make that a thing. And because it just gave me a little spark that, finding this finding this turntable, I can just start flipping them. So like, I don't know, maybe you'll see a Flip the Script limited edition portable mod that I made, and you get it for like a good price and hold on to it, and it turns out to be $10,000. Who knows? I could dream, right? But I encourage, like, if for all you newbies out there who want to scratch and who invested in like a Raiden fader because like you don't have the money yet, or like I'm talking about like the MK1, the Mark 1. I saw a little post on that too, where someone made a comment saying Mark 1, and a lot of people say MK. Anyway, but I encourage you to like mod, like go to your local thrift shop, do a Macklemore style, and pick yourself up a $10 to $30 turntable, and you'll be amazed of what you can find. And like if you know, since there ain't no more Radio Shacks around here, if you have a place like Fry's, we have Fry's. It's FRYS or apostrophe S. It's an electronics store. They, you know, it's like the kind of like the stepchild to Best Buy, or you know, shit like that. But like they got like actual electronics. Like you could build shit. They got all the Arduino stuff. You could build robots. Shit like that. You know, you could fix your portable, and you know, so stuff like that. You could find parts there. So I might do that, but like just to save time and just because like this website has done it. It's openformat.la. They have a pitch mod, ultra pitch mod, and I may just pick that up and put that on that Ion turntable. So, like, what are the other mods? Oh, there's the Tonar, but I don't want to fuck with that. Nah, I'm good. Like, if the shit works, I ain't fucking with that. So, like, for me, like, I want to just, my modding, my philosophy is, if it doesn't have something, then add it. But, like, if it's more for, like, cosmetic, and, like, if it already works, and if it's, like, a difficulty factor of, like, 5, like, I think that's more of a difficulty factor, especially if you're trying to like come up with a tone arm on your own, and like trying to like, you know, and if it's not like the Jesse Dean or the Bahari one or like a 3D printed one, then for myself, it's just a lot of work and I don't want to do that shit. So you can do what you want, but like for me, my philosophy is like I just want to add that piece that is not in there so I can make it my own limited edition, and it functions the way and has the features of a like a 1200 or a, you know, Supermotor OEM DJ turntable. So anyway, I'm going to cut this short because by the time I get to the spot where I need to be, I've been known to lose my podcast and it gets all fucked up. So anyway, hope you have a great day. Keep cutting. Subscribe, comment, like, share. Thanks for listening. Love y'all. Peace.